ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Part 11. Addendum. The following is a glossary of some of the important words which were used in this chapter. Adesha Kari, the actions resulting from sinful activities. Agastya, the mind. Amatya, the governor of the senses or the mind. Arbuddha, Arbuddha, various types of Sravana Kirtana of the Supreme Lord's name, quality, form, and so on. Ari, impediments like disease. Bhoga, enjoyment. Herein, this word refers to real enjoyment found in spiritual life. Britya, the servants of the body, namely the senses. Dravid Raja, devotional service or a person eligible to act in devotional service. Dwara, the doors of the body, such as the eyes and ears. Griha, home. For spiritual cultivation, one requires an undisturbed place or the good association of devotees. Idmavaha, the devotee who approaches the spiritual master. Idma refers to wood, which is taken to burn as fuel for a fire. A brahmachari is supposed to take this idma in order to ignite the fire used in performing sacrifices. By spiritual instruction, the brahmachari is trained to ignite a fire and offer oblations in the morning. The brahmachari is supposed to go to the spiritual master to take lessons on transcendental subject matter. And the Vedic injunction is that when approaching the spiritual master, one must carry with him fuel to perform yajñas or sacrifices. The exact Vedic injunction is as follows. Tad vigyanarthaṁ sa gurum eva vigacchet samitpani srutayaṁ brahma nishtam. To learn transcendental subject matter, one must approach the spiritual master. In doing so, one should carry fuel to burn in sacrifice. The symptom of such a spiritual master is that one is expert in understanding the Vedic conclusion, and therefore the spiritual master constantly engages in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By serving such a bona fide spiritual master, gradually the conditioned soul becomes detached from material enjoyment and invariably makes progress in spiritual realization under the direction of the spiritual master. Those who are misled by the illusory energy are never interested in approaching a spiritual master to make one's life successful. Jaya, intelligence. Jirna, sarpa, the fatigued air of life. Kala, kanya, the invalidity of old age. Kama, a high fever. Kulachala, the place where there is no disturbance. Kutumbani, intelligence. madhurikshana. This refers to one whose eyes are so attractive that one who observes them becomes maddened by her. In other words, madhurikshana means a very beautiful young girl. According to Jiva Goswami, madhurikshana means the personified deity of bhakti. If one is attracted by the bhakti cult, he or she becomes engaged in the service of the Lord and the spiritual master, and thus one's life becomes successful. Vaidarbhi, the woman, became a follower of her husband, and just as she left her comfortable home for the service of her husband, a serious student of spiritual understanding must give up everything for the service of the spiritual master. As stated by Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. If one wants actual success in life, he or she must strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And by following such instructions, one is sure to make rapid progress in spiritual life. This statement by Vishvanath Chakravarti is just in pursuance of the following Vedic injunction from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha gurau, tas yaite kathivita hi artha, prakashante mahatmanah. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. In the Chandogya Upanishad it is said, Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One who approaches a bona fide spiritual master can understand everything about spiritual realization. Malaya Dvaja. A nice devotee who is like sandalwood. Panchala, the five sense objects. Parichchada, the total aggregate of the senses. Paurajana, the seven elements that constitute the body. Pautra, patience and gravity. Prajvara, a kind of fever known as Vishnu Dwara. Pratikriya, counteracting agents such as mantras and medicines. Pura Palaka, the life air. Putra, consciousness. Sainaka, the condition of threefold miseries. Sapta Sutta, the seven sons representing the seven processes of bhakti, namely hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping the deity, and becoming a servant of the Lord. Sauridya, endeavor. Sutta, the son of Vaidarbhi, or, in other words, one who is somewhat advanced in fruitive activities and who comes into contact with a devotee spiritual master. Such a person becomes interested in the subject matter of devotional service. Vaidarbhi, the woman who was formerly a man but took birth as a woman in his next life because of too much attachment to woman. The word darbha means kusha grass. In fruitive activities or Karmakandiya ceremonies, one requires kusha grass. Thus, Vaidarbhi refers to one who takes birth in a family of Karmakandiya understanding. However, if by Karmakanda activities one by chance comes into contact with a devotee, just as Vaidarbhi did when she married Malaya Dwaja, then one's life becomes successful. He or she then pursues the devotional service of the Lord. The conditioned soul thus becomes liberated simply by following the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. Vidarbha Raja Singha. The best of persons who are expert in fruitive activities. Virya, one who has mercy. Yavana, the servant of Yamaraj. Recorded December 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavangshivate Premon Madhava Kadashesha Dashaya Grastau Pramatau Sada Jayantau Chakada Aregunna Varang Bhavavi Bhuta Muda Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tirecha Vangshivate Premon Madhava Shadashesha Dashaya Grastau Pramattau Sada Gayantau Chakada Hare Gunavarang Bhavavi Bhutau Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Radhe Vraja Devi Kecha Lalite He Nanda Suna Putaha Sri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanye Kutaha Prajapure Kedair Mahavivalau Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare.
The six Goswamis were sometimes on the bank of Radhakundam, or on the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes they were at Vanshibat. They appeared there, just like madmen, in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. They were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan. O Queen of Vrindavan! O Radharani! O Lalita! O Son of Nanda Maharaj! Where are all of you now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Oh, where are you? These were the moods of the six Goswamis in executing their pure Krishna consciousness. I therefore offer respectful obeisances unto Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Dasa Raghunath Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six celebrated Goswami disciples in Vrindavan of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.